Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for.
He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation.
The city of New York is severing all contracts with the Trump Organization.
The left in America has incited far more political violence than the right.
If we impeached every politician who gave a fiery speech to a crowd of partisans, this Capitol would be deserted.
So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
Hey, are we all celebrating the great news from yesterday? How about you, Denise, Tricia?
I think I know what you're talking about.
The Blues won.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Season opener.
I know. It's great. It's always nice to start with a win. I woke up hoping I was going to see a win.
Did you stay up for any of it, Denise?
I didn't see any of it.
I didn't either. No. I was asleep on the couch by 8:30.
Whole 9:30 thing is just killing us here with this this Pacific Conference. But anyway, it was a nice distraction to wake up this morning and see some good news from yesterday, because everything that came out of Washington, with one or two exceptions, was not good. And I just wanted to just thought I'd point that out. By the way, the Cardinals are what, three weeks now from pitchers and catchers reporting, maybe less than that. We'll have to check with Tom Ackerman in the 8 o'clock hour when he's on here. But in the meantime, we've got tickets to give away for the winter warm-up, the virtual experience. They're $15 to $25 if you buy them at cardinals.com. But you can win some, because Thursday, the 17th, they're going to be talking game planning with Mike Shildt and one of the bench coaches about what it takes to manage a baseball game. We're giving away a couple of a pass to let you watch that virtual experience right now. How about caller number 8 at 314-241-9797 and win your winter warm-up virtual experience pass today. Again, cardinals.com if you want to try to buy one on your own, which you can. They're available, but we're giving some away today and again tomorrow. So that's awesome. Again, a nice distraction. I think pitchers and catchers should report today, don't you?
Could use another distraction, sure.
Telling you what, it was a no-hitter in D.C. yesterday when you've got a majority in the House like that. So we saw that. The president spoke out yesterday, in case you missed it. I just want to get to that real quick. He spoke out about his disagreement with what was going on in the House. He also talked about some of the big tech censorship that's going on. Go to cut 6 for us, Tricia, please.
I also want to say a few words about the unprecedented assault on free speech we have seen in recent days. These are tense and difficult times. The efforts to censor, cancel, and blacklist our fellow citizens are wrong, and they are dangerous. What is needed now is for us to listen to one another, not to silence one another. All of us can choose by our actions to rise above the rancor and find common ground and shared purpose.
Yeah, a little ironic that to get his message out yesterday, the president of the United States had to release that through the White House Facebook press office in order to get that video out, because he's being censored by big tech in this country. Now, a lot of us shared it, but that's the only reason it kind of made the rounds yesterday, which is really, really a sad testament to America and democracy, in my opinion. Let's get to our guest right now, please. Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent on the phone right now. Jim, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How you doing? How you feeling? I was other than this Blues victory yesterday, looking for some silver lining in the fact that Nancy Pelosi and the House moved forward with it, this vindictive impeachment process.
Yeah, if you're going to impeach a person for violating basic democratic norms, you ought to follow basic democratic norms in doing it, right? Which is an investigation and an opportunity to present a defense. And if you don't, you can sometimes end up catching yourself in your own net. So this is going to be an interesting trial. They impeached the president for incitement, right? And by the way, I've not gone back. I should go back and read the articles of impeachment, but I've read articles about it. And so that puts in issue whether what he did was incitement. And that means that precedent, other instances when public officials have whipped up a crowd, is relevant, isn't it? In other words, this is a judgment about, it's at its heart, it's a political judgment. I went through this about what constitutes a high crime and misdemeanor, and precedent or what public officials do and are allowed to do in other circumstances is relevant. And this is not going to be tried on social media.
No,
not going to be tried in the pages of, you know, Vox or National Review or The Washington Post or anything like that. And I think we could begin to hear some of the other instances where people whipped up a crowd in the context of violence occurring. Now, I think, if I was looking at this, and preliminarily, you know, you really do need to look at what legal precedents are, and you need to think this sort of thing through. I thought the most suspect thing the president did was the pressure he put on the vice president not to open the or not to, you know, declare the results of the victory because of the election, because I think that that was pressuring him to do something he had no constitutional authority to do. I think the call to the Georgia Secretary of State, but they can't be in that with the articles. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I don't know what Trump is going to do. He may try and enjoin the whole thing on the grounds that you can't try a person after he's left office. I am inclined to believe the courts are going to want to stay out of this, and that will end up seeing a trial. But it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Well, it's, you know, several judges have chimed in on this. And again, you know, I'd have to think that in a court of law, I should say several attorneys have chimed in on this. In a court of law, you this wouldn't stand a chance. Because if, as I've said before, in my opinion, Jim, if you want to claim that the president said something insightful, that incited violence in his speech, we would have heard that clip a million times in the past week, because this happened 1 week ago yesterday. I was there. I listened to the speech. The president said nothing about sending the crowd down the street to raid the Capitol building. I don't think in a court of law it would ever hold up. This is basically the court of public opinion and a very biased attempt by the House to do this. I just wanted to read something. So yesterday, Michael Luttig, who's a former U.S. Court of Appeals judge, wrote that he didn't think there's any way the Constitution has clearly answered this question, that the president cannot be convicted by the Senate after his term ends on January 20th. Congress loses its constitutional authority to continue impeachment proceedings against him, even if the House has already approved articles of impeachment. And Alan Dershowitz agreed with that. He said that this case cannot come to trial in the Senate. As a member of the upper chamber for a long time, what's your take on that? Do you think they can they have any standing here?
Well, I think it's a question of whether that's the common sense interpretation of impeachment. I mean, if you'd asked me, if I'd been in a high school class and they were asking me questions about civics, and I've done that, I would say, well, impeachment is a tool for removing people from public office who have committed such misconduct that it violates their constitutional duties. Very serious, right? I never really thought of it in terms of something that you would pursue afterwards. Now, there's precedent that the Congress has done that. There's also precedent which would be introduced in a trial that the Congress has not done that. They did not proceed with the impeachment, for example, of President Nixon after he resigned, right? So those citing precedent got to understand that there'll be precedent cited on the other side of this. What I'm trying to get people to realize in this bubble, which is very understandable because what happened was terrible, is that, look, this is going to be probably several months from now put in something that is an actual trial. Now, it's not a court trial, but it's a trial where people are going to do what did not happen to this point, which is investigate the legal precedents as well as what actually happened, compare it to similar situations, because that's how you decide whether something is so bad that it constitutes a high crime and misdemeanor. And all that, I mean, if the president has a competent legal team, is going to come out. And you played the clips of instances where public officials, some of the members of Congress, have said things to crowds that sounded a lot more to me like incitement than anything right. The president said.
Maxine so Waters, for example. Yeah.
Exactly. They're going to have to disentangle the different legal issues. This is a legal proceeding, okay? At the end of the day, it's a political judgment, but it's a legal proceeding where you have witnesses and you ask them questions, and you're going to have able people on both sides. And so I wonder whether the speaker and the other Democratic leaders thought through this. Because some of their conduct is quite likely to be put in issue.
Yeah.
How can you vote and say this is an incitement when other people have said things in the context of protests? I mean, this is the argument. I haven't gone through and read all this stuff. I'm not going to. I mean, I'm an American citizen. I don't have to do this anymore. You know what I mean? But right. But people are going to do this. So then there's the other issue of the impact on the country at a time when we want, and I do want this, I want a new president to have the opportunity to have his agenda considered by the Congress and acted on by the Congress. And this is going to occupy the Senate for some time. So all of these are prudential arguments. I think Tom Cotton, made up more of a constitutional argument. All these are prudential arguments about in favor of like stepping back and looking at this and saying, would it have been better just to censor it, for example? So I'm not sure that it wouldn't have been. I don't have to resolve all this myself, but I mean, no. These issues are going to come out, and they're going to come out in a context where you're not going to be able to just like remove it. This is not going to be Twitter where, you know, Jack Dorsey can just say, oh, I'll deal with that argument by not allowing you to make it. That's not going to happen.
They're going to get their say if it goes
exactly.
To that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that people have thought through this. I mean, I've seen, and I did not see the context, but I saw a clip where Kamala Harris is smiling about the protests and saying they're going to go on and on and they should go on and on and on. No, she would say, I was talking about peaceful protesting. Okay. Well, then you're going to go look at what Trump said. He was talking about, and he's going to say, I was talking about peaceful. What's the difference?
Right.
And those are issues that matter when you're having to make a judgment like this. I don't know that I'd have gone down the incitement route if I was them. And I'm not sure they would have if they'd had time and the inclination to think about it.
You know, let me get your opinion on Mitch McConnell real quick. I saw the New York Times article that claimed he supported the fact that they tried to impeach him. I haven't heard that out of McConnell's mouth. And clearly he made the decision not to call the Senate back until after the president is technically out of office. So maybe he was kind of running interference there to give him maybe more credit than I should be giving giving him. But how do you feel about that? I mean, Mitch McConnell.
I think Mitch McConnell
shut
the best,
this all down.
I think Mitch McConnell's the best Senate leader in my lifetime. I thought his speech on the Senate floor was great. I think he's been a stabilizing force through one crisis after another crisis. I think he has tremendous courage and insight. And I'm going to wait to see what Mitch McConnell says before I judge what Mitch McConnell says, not what's reported in the newspaper. Okay. So, but I have a great deal of respect for him. And this is just watching him over the years. I think Bob Dole was very good too. Tom Daschle was when he was a Democratic leader. But I really have a lot of respect for Mitch. So I'm going to wait to see. You know, I was on his whip team when I was in the Senate. We're not close friends, but I have a lot of respect for him.
Wow. Well, we'll see. We'll see what he ends up saying about this, because I think a lot of people are going to be watching, particularly after the, you know, the president went there and worked so hard for his reelection. If it's true that he's turned around and done this, I think it's gonna hack a lot of people off, probably. Jim, before
well,
I run
it,
out,
it may or may not, but sometimes you have to hack. You got to do what's right, and that's, you know, I respect what Lynn Cheney did. I think Lynn really tried to do what she thought was right. And it's hard in these circumstances. I mean, reasonable people can disagree about this. Dan Crenshaw said that. And we can have a discussion in greater depth if you want at some point about what the president did or didn't do and what the consequences of it ought to be. But it's certainly, I mean, these are difficult issues and reasonable people can disagree. But what I'm saying is that, you know, when we have a trial on this, which I think is going to happen, I'm not sure what's going to happen in this trial and what's going to come out. And I don't know how Trump is going to play it. And I don't think anybody else does either. You know,
I can't agree with you on Cheney. Oh, the way she said what she said about the president, I think was crazy. What she said about the president, I don't agree with, that there's never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States in his oath to the Constitution. That's,
well, I was
that's
talking
a
about
pretty
her
bold
position.
Statement.
Yeah, I read something that she put out. I was talking about her basic position in terms of there's never been a greater betrayal. I guess you could say James Buchanan, maybe. Look, the president pursued this theory long after it was clear that he could not present evidence in support of it. And that was, at minimum, irresponsible. Okay. I did not like the pressure he put on Pence, because I don't think Pence has any legal or constitutional authority not to open electors that are certified by the states by the time of the safe harbor rule. And so you can say, and again, this is a preliminary, because you need to actually have time to think and reflect about this. You can say that he was trying to get Pence to announce a result that was different than what the constitutional process produced, which, you know, certainly is in the ballpark of an impeachable offense. Okay. But I have big problems with saying that he incited that crowd to violence. I'm not certain. I mean, that's not as self-evident to me. And but these were our distinctions and issues that we didn't have an opportunity to consider because this was rushed through. Now, on the one hand, I understand them doing that because his term was closing. On the other hand, that also argues in favor of why do you need to do it? Because the American people have removed him from office, right?
And one kind of walked right into the other one. Jim, I'm going to run out of time.
I know you got to go. Okay. Well, I had one other point I wanted to make. And I said this before in other contexts. You do not want to encourage public officials to believe that they can routinely choose who their colleagues are. The people get to elect the president. They get to elect senators. So this idea of just, you know, throwing people out because you didn't like what they did, we can't ever let it get to that. Okay.
Yeah. And some have already called for that. Jim, I'm going to have to run.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yep, we'll talk to you next week. Yep. I don't know what Liz Cheney said. He and I are not going to agree on that ever. And I think one just fed right into the other here in Washington, D.C. And she's going to get primaried. And so are the other 10 people that chose to stand up and betray the president like that, in my opinion. 314-241-9797. We're going to check in with Chanel Rion, chief White House correspondent for One America News, when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And they tell us we tried to overturn the election. Guess who the second objector was in 2017? The individual managing the impeachment for the Democrats. Americans are tired of the double standard. They are so tired of it. Democrats object to more states in 2017 than Republicans did last week, but somehow we're wrong. Democrats can raise bail for rioters and looters this summer, but somehow when Republicans condemn all the violence this summer, the violence last week, somehow we're wrong.
Yeah, Jim Jordan there yesterday during the sham impeachment proceeding in the House. Just to give you an idea of what went on there. I'll just add one more thing after my conversation with Senator Talent there and our discussion about Liz Cheney. Of the 10 people who voted against the president, voted for impeachment here, let me tell you what irritates me more than anything. On every one of these issues, the Democrats have the ability to vote as a block. The Republicans never do. And the fact that you had 10 people like Liz Cheney, who clearly dislike the president. I don't know if you describe her as a never Trumper. I don't know if it had anything to do with her connection to her dad. But for those 10 people who voted there, gives the media the opportunity to use the word bipartisan when they describe the Trump impeachment yesterday. There was nothing bipartisan in the House. Even if only one person had voted for it, they're going to call it bipartisan. That's not what happened. This was a partisan effort to get back at the president of the United States, and it's meaningless except for political purposes, in my opinion. That's why I despise what Liz Cheney, and these other folks chose to do yesterday. All right. That said, got my opinion out of the way. Let me get to my guest, please. Chanel Rione joining me this morning, Chief White House Correspondent for One American News. And Chanel, great to have you back on the show.
Mark, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you know, here we are a week out from what happened in Washington. I happen to be up there. I'm a firsthand witness to the president's speech that day. And indeed, did as an observer march down Constitution Avenue, and I stood on the lawn out there at the Capitol building with no idea what was going on up above me with people trying to break into that building. But somehow the left in this country has tried to brand anyone who was there as part of the problem. That's a shame.
Well, Mark, I'm surprised no one's investigating you for having just attended, because that's certainly what they're doing to every single person who works in law enforcement or is involved as a first responder in their everyday lives. If they even attended the rally, regardless of whether they were even on the Capitol grounds, they are being investigated, or they're cut, their pay is being severed, or they're being fired. And that's happening around the country every single day. FBI is on this like a, you know, like a hornet, and they are investigating that incident that day over everything else that they have been ignoring. And it's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, I saw even today where the, you know, a guy who's a regent at the University of Michigan, there's a petition for the university to fire him, not because he attended the rally, right? Not because he said anything in support of the violence, but because he didn't come out and condemn the president verbally for what happened. Oh, by the way, he's going to be the next leader of the Michigan Republican Party.
No surprise. It's no exaggeration to actually say we are entering an Orwellian dark age. And that's exactly what we're seeing happen within just 6 days of the leftists tasting the power that they're going to now exercise quadruple fold in the coming years. If I don't know, often with movements like this, the pendulum swings, right? The pendulum will swing the other direction, opposite of cancel culture, at some point, somehow. I just don't see a route for that right now. I do not see an avenue for that, for the pendulum to swing when all of these voices are being canceled, silenced, censored, and deleted.
Well, let's talk about how they've been doing that to you and One America News, even during the Trump administration. The White House Correspondents Association, I would say it's safe to say, endeavored to keep you out of the White House press briefing room. And if not for a personal invitation by the press secretary, you would not have been able to get one of the coveted seats in there. What are they doing to you these days?
Well, I think they're just biding their time. I think they believe that under a new administration, they will be able to seize back their arbitrary power. Remember, when I say their power, this is arbitrary. They woke up one morning in 1908 or whenever about 120 years ago or so, during World War One. They woke up one morning and they said, we should form an organization of the White House. And they simply, as a private group, set up shop, and now they run the show in the press office. It's completely illegal the way that they're acting. And if, as long as I am able to get on the grounds, I'm going to be in that room regardless of whether there's an invitation or whether or not they say I can be in there. And if they have to remove me, they will have to assault me.
Well, it'll be. I'm proud of you for taking that position. It's going to be interesting to see under a Biden administration exactly how they deal with that, because what we've already seen from the Correspondents Association, and I saw you tweet about this yesterday, They've welcomed in the tabloid Daily Beast with open arms. That's unbelievable.
You know, what's funny is that the Daily Beast has, I don't know how long they've been members of the White House Correspondents Association, but, you know, there's a practice where every single day an outlet is chosen to write the very bland, kind of like factual, unbiased, like it's the most dry cut writing you can possibly be assigned. Every day, an outlet is given an opportunity to write the daily pool reports for the White House. So yesterday morning, we wake up and we find that Swin Subsing from the Daily Beast is writing the pool report for the day. Now, it's eyebrow raising, certainly, because they are a blatantly leftist organization. And it's one thing if he were a leftist, a blatant leftist, and he was just writing dry-cut text to describe the daily movements of the White House. That's not what he did. And instead, he decided to, like, throw in all of these obsequious, unnecessary little phrases, little opinionated adjectives to sprinkle into the daily pool, and it was just very unprofessional. Regardless of how you feel, just stating the movements of the White House does not require that you point out that the election was won fair and square by Joe Biden.
That's not the worst of it. Let me read it since you tweeted it out. This is what the Daily Beast put out as the daily press release from the White House press briefing room. On Capitol Hill today, lawmakers appear on track to soon make Donald J. Trump, the former host of Celebrity Apprentice, who is also the soon-to-be former president, the only POTUS in history to be impeached twice by the House. Period.
So let me stop you right there for a second. So what's so weird about, and now listeners may not understand how odd that is coming from a pool report. For those of us who look at these pool reports every single day, this is like, taking a dictionary entry and inserting all of these unnecessary facts that we all know, and absolutely making it so that you show your emotions and your giddiness about what's happening through the pool report. It's very unusual. Like, you don't have to say Donald J. Trump. Often the pool reports say the president is, currently at the Oval Office today. They wouldn't have to add all of these extra facts about what's happening in the White House, in D.C., just to make their little point that Joe Biden won fair and square. That's what he ends up saying.
Chanel, thank you so much for your hard work up there, and keep up the great effort, please.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, great having you on. Chanel Rione with us this morning, Chief White House Correspondent from One American News. You're hearing somebody who's in the middle of that press pool up there. Wow, that's just unbelievable. 314-241-9797. We got Mark Carter coming up at 8:10 with what their next move will be on the St. Louis County Council. Tom Ackerman in to check on that big Blues victory as well. We'll be right back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
USO salute on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right. Thanks to our folks from the USO of Missouri and all the great things they do. You know what they did for Thanksgiving? They provided complete Thanksgiving dinners to 7,750 military families throughout Missouri and Illinois. So we appreciate what they do. You can find out more at usomissouri.org. Of course, go to 971talk.com/USO salute. I think that's great.
Heck yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
And they're all donations, right? They don't get any kind of like public funding or government funding.
Correct. Yeah. They depend on their volunteers and they do great work. We appreciate that.
Cool.
Hey, congratulations to Sarah from O'Fallon, who won our giveaway today for the winter warm-up. And we'll be doing that again tomorrow, so be sure and stay tuned for that. We'll get it done for you. By the way, do we need, after that report from Chanel Rione on what's going on at the press corps, do we need a distraction?
Sure.
What would make you feel better?
Other than
having
booze?
To operate in the White House press corps or eating worms?
That's a tough choice. I hope I don't have to make it.
Somebody's got to talk about it, so we can't. So in Rome, for some odd reason, they've decided that worms are now safe to eat. Why?
Just because you can. doesn't mean you should.
Right.
Thank you.
I think we knew this, right? As like if somebody that was out in the wilderness, if you had to eat a worm, you have to eat a worm. But nobody's cooking with worms. It's not like snails or something that people have pretended like it's fancy food. It's worms.
I've eaten some freeze dried bugs before back when Survivor first came out. And I still worked over Channel 4.
Oh, this was a TV deal, right?
I did that.
That's disgusting.
It was disgusting. Thank you. And I washed it down with some coffee, and then I had the little bug thing stuck in my teeth, and that was kind of bad.
No, but why?
This one says the vaunted Mediterranean diet and French gastronomy are getting some competition. The European Union's Food Safety Agency says yellow mealworms are good for you. Either eaten whole or in the powdered form, it is a protein-rich snack or ingredient for other foods.
Ew.
If they put that in an Impossible Burger, would it still be vegetarian-friendly?
Probably not.
I guess not.
Ugh. Yeah, there's got to be easier ways to get protein.
Well, I was hungry, so thanks. I mean, this story is the appetite suppressant I needed.
I feel about as good about that as I do that impeachment sham yesterday. I just have to tell you. I'll tell you what, Mark Carter's coming up. He's going to explain what St. Louis County Council might do next to regain control of the council. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.